I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 24th. There are currently 1,262 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 1,060 recoveries. The death toll is now at 130. 52 cases have been referred for treatment, and there are 20 active cases. The Massachusetts case total now is over 107,000. The MBTA will hold a virtual community meeting today about their plans to turn the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on the Bergen Parkway in Quincy into a new bus maintenance facility. The T wants to tear down the existing building and put up a new $200 million complex to service 120 buses. The meeting will be held at 5:30 on the MBTA website and carried live here on Quincy Access Television. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he does not believe that racism should be declared a public health crisis in Quincy, as was done by Mayor Marty Walsh in Boston. Koch said he agrees that some police reforms may be needed across the country. However, he said he believes that 100% of Quincy police officers do a good job and that he intends to provide them with all the resources they need to be successful in the community. A salute to seniors. High school sports weekend is being planned in Quincy to recognize class of 2020 athletes. Tennis, baseball, softball, volleyball, and lacrosse games are all being planned for the weekend of July 11th and 12th at Veterans Memorial Stadium, Adams Field, the Russell Park Tennis Courts, and Mitchell McCoy Stadium. A salute to all senior athletes will be held at Veterans Stadium July 12th at 6 p.m. A reminder to please participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. Quincy Access TV, the City, Quincy 400, and the Thomas Crane Library are collecting videos, photos, artwork, essays, or any other reflections of life in Quincy during the pandemic. Just upload your submissions at quincyculturalmemory.com or send them to the Thomas Crane Library, attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 24th.